Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and hey, it's Wednesday. We all know it is hump day, and you're here at Workshop Wednesdays. So my question to everyone out there, we're almost halfway through September. Kids have been back in school for a couple weeks, depending on what side of the world you're on. And my question is, how are you adjusting to this part of your season? For the business owners out there, you know, there's those that have that brick-and-mortar building, and there's those that work from home, and then there's a few of us that work from Starbucks. How are you adjusting to that? How are you looking at the last part of the year? We're up against the last quarter of the year. And my question to everyone is, are you in panic mode, full throttle mode, or catch-up mode? Because most of us, especially the solopreneurs, we have great excuses for why we are right where we are. I know I interviewed a gentleman by the name of Brian Moran that wrote a book, The 12-Week Year, and it really shined a new light on me a few years back when I read this book. And they're so on the point with this. One of the things I recognized in the book, what they said was that we always wait until the last quarter of the year to kick it into gear to make sure that we were going to be able to get it done so we wouldn't have to take a job. We could justify why we are doing what we do. Now, we all know that if you have a vision, you can make that happen. We all know if you have the target, you're able to hit it. We all know if you have a business plan, it's going to be easier. But what part of that matters if you don't know where your business plan is, what your target looks like, who you're marketing to, and how, in fact, you're delivering that message? So sometimes it takes us to the latter part of the year to get to that and then throw it in full throttle. So have you decided in the beginning of the year how much money you were looking to make this year? Have you looked back and kept track of how much you've how much you spent, and how much you need to make yet? Have you done any of this math? Have you done any kind of recognition to understand where you're headed and why you're heading there? Because if you know all these things, and you talk about all these things, and you haven't done anything about all these things, all you have is a bunch of nonsense. And I can tell you right now, Walmart's looking like they got a full list of employees, so time is running out for you to kick it in gear and get your process straight. Now, what does that mean, get your process straight? I work with a lot of business owners every week. We run networking groups here in the Houston area. And one of the questions I ask them all the time is, what do you do for enjoyment? And the most common answer I get is, I love what I do for a living. But is that enjoyment or is that necessity? What is it that you do for enjoyment? How do you shut it down? How do you take a break? How do you gain some me time? Because, hey, look, it's all about serving everybody else to get what you need, right? That's what Zig Ziglar said. You can get everything you need in this world if you help everybody get what they need. Well, I believe that's true. And the original networker, I believe his name was Jesus, said, you reap what you sow. So what are you doing to gain access to the opportunity that you're here for? Every week I talk about the word gamble. Why? Because that's my background, 20 years in the gaming industry, Las Vegas to Atlantic City and throughout the South. I've taught dealing. I've been a dealer. I ran the casino, had 500 employees in the corporate world, and had my own business multiple times, and lost my business once or twice. Okay? There's a lot of reasons why, and I'm not going to waste all the time there, but there's a lot of you out there that can relate to the fact that maybe the business is working you and you're not working it. Maybe you haven't recognized that you did give up your business just because you restarted in a different direction. Who knows? What I do know is I work with that word gamble, and my question is, are you willing to gamble on yourself? Now, let me tell you, for me, gamble means growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, enjoyment. We all know that we can't grow anything unless we grow ourselves. You have to be accountable for it. And you've got to be able to recognize that everything that you do markets who you are. So be careful what you say and how you walk into a room. You got to learn how to leverage that to gain access to enjoyment. And my question today for you is enjoyment. We're coming up around the holidays. We're coming up against a full throttle ahead. We're trying to put it into gear. We're trying to do everything that we need to do so that we can succeed in what we have to do. So everything lines up at the end of the year to write that new business plan to tuck away in a drawer that we never look at until someone like myself asks you the question, where is your business plan? Do you recognize it? Okay, I didn't write a business plan. I wrote down what I wanted to do, what I wanted to accomplish, and I worked backwards to see what I was going to do. Now, maybe that to you is a business plan. To me, a business plan is something you write to go to the bank to get a loan. For me, I wanted to be clear about what it is I want to do this year and how I'm going to get there and what I have to do every day to get there so that I can gain access to enjoyment. Now, have I mastered this? No. Will I master it? Hopefully. How long is it going to take? For as long as I keep trying, because it's never, ever over. And when you think it's over, you know, you're taking the chance to stop learning and stop growing, and the party is over. For me, that'll be when they throw dirt over me. So in the meantime, every day I'm out there trying to share the message like today to help everyone, whether you're a business owner, an executive in the corporate world, maybe you're an employee that helps make that executive's job possible. Maybe you're a stay-at-home parent, okay? Maybe you work from home. I don't know what your deal is, but I do know that life is one big business. You get out of it what you put into it. So are you willing to serve others? Are you willing to go first in serving others? If you're not, you need to reevaluate yourself. But for me, I'm willing to serve my family because, after all, that's why I work. That's why I grow the opportunities that I do so I can support my family. What good is it if I don't take time off to spend it with them? None. So word of the week is enjoyment. The challenge of the week is, are you going to take time out of your busy day to enjoy your family? Look, we have children. Some of them are grown and some of them aren't. We have spouses. Some of them like us and some of them don't. Hey, it's the way it is, right? But maybe they don't like what you're doing as much as you think. So take some time out. Do some searching inside yourself and figure out what it is going on in your world that you need to straighten out to gain access to enjoyment. And none of this has to do with working more or working harder. Maybe it's to balance your life. Maybe it's to balance your day so you can have some time available for the ones that are most important in your life. I want to make sure that everyone knows that every week I develop a different word for the week as a challenge and a word of the week and a challenge of the week as well. It's important that we challenge ourselves every day. Now, for you, a challenge might be different than it is for me. For me, it's my responsibility to throw the word challenge out there and hope that it will stick on you so you will challenge yourself to something to make it better for you and your surroundings, because that's what we're put here on this earth for, is to share the good news, okay, and steer away from the bad news by helping us make better choices so we don't create that opportunity. You can call into the show 347-989-1363 at any time to meet our guests, to ask questions, or bring me your piece of this. Maybe you think I'm out of my mind. I welcome all kinds of calls, okay? So I take everything as a compliment, so you're not going to hurt my feelings. You're only going to allow me to get better at what I do. And maybe, just maybe, it will help you get to where you got to go. If you want to be a guest on the show, you can go to tufftalkradionetwork.com, or to be a guest on this show, you can go to workshop-wednesdayswithanes.com and fill out a registration form. We'll get you on the show. If you're interested in hosting your own show, hey, maybe you don't know how to do it. Maybe you thought about doing it. Maybe you want to gain growth and visibility through our platform. We have a training program that goes with it. That's something you can email me at info@Tough Talk Radio Network. My name is Tony Gambone, and I am the host of Workshop Wednesdays. And as we say every week, at this time of the day, we're on our way up the hump, because we call it hump day, And by the end of the day, I hope that you're successfully going down the other side of that hump. Stay tuned because we got a great show lined up for you today, as we do every week. We have two guests, as always. My first guest today is a gentleman by the name of Daniel Schroeder, and he's from the Houston area. And this is unusual because we have two guests from the same area here in the city where I'm at. And my second guest of the show today is Jeff Mars. And these gentlemen are going to help you learn how to get it done and figuring out how to know what your next move is. So are you out there and you're stuck? This could be the show for you to listen to. We're going to take a commercial break, so refill your drink, get a pencil, get a piece of paper to take notes on, and write down the number, 347-989-1363. And remember, folks, the word of the week is enjoyment. The challenge of the week is make sure that you carve out some time every day. And look, don't take the big jump. Don't do something scary. How about 15 minutes a day? Try that. We'll be right back after this here short break.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Okay, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm the host of Workshop Wednesdays. And as we mentioned in the beginning of the show, if you're just tuning in, the word of the day is enjoyment. The challenge of the week is to carve out some time for it every single day. Remember, you're here on this earth for a short period of time, so make sure to allow your loved ones to enjoy the time with you as well. My first guest today is a gentleman from the Woodlands area, right outside the outskirts of Houston, Texas, and his name is Daniel Schroeder. And Daniel is he's a longtime banker and an entrepreneur. He's created a new book franchise called How to Get It Done, and designed to update and monetize the the Idiot Guy's Gender for a Younger Tech-Savvy Generation. Okay, so there's four books. We're going to learn all about that, but, you know, what we always do every week is we learn about our guests first. So, Danny, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. I'm really honored to be here with you today.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we always appreciate when busy people take time out to join us and enlighten our listeners with opportunities that could help them grow as well. So, Dan, what I want to do is I want to get to some things quickly so that we can get to more about your books and stuff. But I know that you're in the Woodlands area, and for the people that aren't from this area, that's about, I'd say, 20, 30 miles outside the city of Houston, which is kind of similar to everything outside of Houston. It's traffic time, it's an hour, and any good day, it's 35 minutes. But where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Houston. I grew up in Baytown, which is just on the east side of town, and have been in the Woodlands area for about 10 years.
And so it says that you're a longtime banker, and I know that you are, well, you're a very busy guy. Let's go through that. You work at a bank. How long have you been working in the banking industry, and how did you get there?
Well, I've been in the financial industry for about 30 years, and I got there working for my father. My father was really an entrepreneur that happened to be a banker. He'd been in real estate, insurance, oil and gas, and he also had a bank, and the bank was really just a platform for him to exercise his entrepreneurial skills, and he would see a lot of different ideas, a lot of different opportunities and industries with that banking platform. And so that sort of infused in me the entrepreneurial outlook as well.
Hmm. Okay, so when you you follow along in those steps, and as a lot of us do, we do follow what our parents teach us, and I would say 98% of the time that's a successful thing to do.
Right.
But what did you see differently going through this process that you didn't recognize when you first started out?
Well, I think something that jumped out at me, and I think a lot of entrepreneurs discover this over time, is that when you have an idea like I did with the And How to Get It series, you've got to nurture it and grow it almost immediately, or else it will wither and die on the vine. And I'd seen my father, when he would have an idea, to move quickly on it. Instead of turning it over in his mind for months and months, he would make a move on it. So that's something that I came to realize when I set up the And How to Get It franchise was, this is a great idea. Let's move on it fast. Let's do our research, make sure it's sound, and then make our plans and be decisive and go with it. So that was the big thing that I learned over time.
Hmm. So I want to touch, I know you're involved in your local chamber, which for people that don't know, that the area you live in and the chamber is a very big chamber. What is your role there?
I'm the chairman of the board of the chamber. It's the second largest chamber in the Houston area behind the Greater Houston Partnership. We have about 2,200 members here. And they range in size from ExxonMobil and Chevron Phillips Chemical down to, a local fellow who may have a plumbing business or a printing business. So the entire spectrum of businesses is sort of part of the Woodlands Chamber. It's growing. It's very dynamic. We've got Exxon building their new campus, which has already been occupied to some degree, just south of the Woodlands. So the area is experiencing tremendous growth. And my term as chairman started September 2nd, so I'm brand new in the job, but very excited about it and really enjoy all the interaction that it gives me with entrepreneurs and business people in the general Woodlands, North Houston area.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you, that the areas around Houston, I think that we're really blessed here in the outskirts and the city of Houston through all the hard times that the country went through. Our economy kind of stayed in a good spot, and, I moved here 16 years ago, and I now know that that was the best thing I could have done, and sometimes I'm afraid to tell others because I think they're going to, increase everything, but it's just been amazing how the city's grown and what type of opportunities there are here for the solopreneur to the corporate world. So, I mean, we're very blessed to have that. Now, Dan, what I'd like to know is you have a organization a book, you know, it's a book company, I believe, that says, and how to get it done. It's a book series. And as I go through this, the one thing that jumped out to me, I spent 20 years in the gaming industry, and you have a book called A Winning Gambling Strategy and How to Get It Done by Greg Elder. So is this telling you how to gamble, or is it telling you how to succeed from gambling, or what is that about?
Well, sure, Tony. The genesis behind the entire series was to try to update and modernize the Idiot's Guide and For Dummies genre, which have been highly successful. And so what I wanted to do was make a much shorter, more succinct, more concise series that basically built on a successful franchise, the other two franchises, but geared this one more for younger, tech-savvy audiences who don't really want to be thought of as a dummy or an idiot, but they do want to know how to get that particular information. With respect to Greg Elder's book, Greg is an experienced longtime gambler and has worked and operated in a very similar to yourself and your background. So his basic philosophy is the odds are stacked against you. And so you need to go into it with either the idea that you just want to have fun, enjoy yourself, and minimize your losses, maybe win, or you want to really be competitive and narrow those odds as close to 50-50 as you can, but you got to understand that you'll never get them in your favor other than for very short periods of time. So his book is it's both for the beginner to the expert. It's not really heavily laden with a whole lot of technical side of gambling that you become overwhelmed with. You know, where do I stay? But it's very, very informative in giving you as much tools as you would need to at least at a minimum narrow the odds and enjoy yourself. And he touches a lot on how to take advantage of comps and how to get comped and work the whole program to where, you know, you are at least getting the maximum benefit from the casino for your play.
Interesting. Very good. That's probably a big seller because, you know, everybody's heard that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but when people go there, they want to know the tricks to having those kind of stories kept a secret. So that's a very good good strategy to put that type of a book there. Now, you have something about a healthy body, a fantastic sex life, and financial security coming soon. My question to you, and I'll just bet that you get this all the time, when are you going to write the book?
Tony, you're right. But what I have decided that the smart thing for me to do is to pick out excellent authors who are very knowledgeable in their subjects and then let them do their thing and operate as their publisher. So we started out with our first book, A Fantastic Sex Life and How to Get It, by Australian author Sabrina Rogers Anderson. And Sabrina is a very well-read, very experienced author. She wrote numerous columns for Australia's version of Maxim and Men's Health. And so she was our first author. Then we went to The Healthy Body with Shannon Clark, A Healthy Body and How to Get It. And she is a writer of the year two times in the health and fitness world. And then the next expert was Greg Elder. So what I wanted to do was find experts who could write in this field, who wanted to write, who enjoyed writing, but were having a difficult time finding a major publishing house to take them on. And there are so many people who are talented and can write and are knowledgeable on subjects, but breaking into the business with a Penguin or a Harcourt, a Wiley and Sons, it's almost impossible. So I found a way to let them express themselves, talk about their topic, they're experts in their topic, and then get them out to an audience that will appreciate learning more about that particular subject. So not to dodge your question, but I don't think I'll be writing a book anytime soon. I'm just going to find the writers and let them do their thing.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, see, the reason why I asked is because I know that we all have a story. And
right.
every story that we have is really an important story. And I could spend a whole hour with you just on that piece of it. But what I want to find out is how do you target, I don't like to use that word, but how do you find your authors? Like, is there a way that they come to you? Can people out there come to you and say, hey, listen, I'm interested in writing a book. Is this a fit? Or is this something that you approach people on?
Well, it's both. Obviously, I pay my authors up front. They get an upfront fee, and then they get a fee when they deliver the manuscript, and then they get a royalty. So I have found authors through a website called Elance, which is a private equity-backed sort of form to match writers with people who need something written. And a lot of Elance writers will write a web article or a technical article, but what I did was just look for people in their profile that would fit the subject I was looking for. And there are quite a few out there. I probably sifted through 15 authors before I settled on Sabrina. So I've had one, Robert Bruns, who's writing my financial security and how to get it book, who approached me. The other ones I found through Elance. But you can go to our website. There's a email there. My email is danny@howtogetit.com. If you're interested in writing for us, we're certainly always looking for great authors who
Well, I'm gonna reach out to you offline, Dan, because one of the things we do here, you know, at Tough Talk Radio Network, one of the things is we have compilation books that we put together for guests that we interview around the world, and a lot of them are, you know, a lot of people that we mostly 95% of the people we interview are authors and speakers that are looking to write another book or their first book, and so I'm always looking to connect with people like yourself for two reasons. One, to send people your way, and two, to interview your authors to help them market the book. I know that once you put the book out there, it is a responsibility to keep marketing it and getting out and speaking from it and all that. So that's what the platform that we work in. So I never realized when I was going through these guest forums that you were even here in town. So I'm missing a big opportunity to learn more on how I can help you further with this project that you're doing, which in turn will come back and bring guests through the show to help us market what it is you're doing for them. So this is really interesting. I'm gonna, if it's okay, I'll reach out to you, and hopefully I can come down to the Woodlands and grab a cup of coffee with you.
Yeah, no, Tony, that would be terrific. I'd love that. The website is www.andhowtogetit.com, and then we're at Facebook, andhowtogetit.com, and Twitter handle is @andhowtogetit. So, yeah, there's great ways to contact us. Easiest way is email. My email is danny@andhowtogetit.com. But be more than happy to. We'd love to show you around the Woodlands.
Yeah, I've done some networking events down there, I loved going to the Woodlands. It's really nice. It's just from Katie, you know, I have to pack a lunch, but now that 99 has gone through almost to 45, it has cut the drive down quicker. But I'm always interested in meeting people like yourself that are doing things to help others get recognized, and I'm seriously, you know, knowing that eventually you're going to have to write your story to help people understand the value of stepping out of the world you're in and into the world that you were meant to be in, because you're in the banking business, and that's a large leap to the book business.
Oh, no doubt
about
it.
So there's a journey there that people need to understand how important it is to show up where you're supposed to be.
Well, if I could just encourage entrepreneurs in one area, it would be to act immediately on their idea. Just get after it, research it, explore it, see if it's viable, but be decisive and don't just let it bounce around in your head. Get going on it.
Yeah, I know we've all heard someone say, boy, I was thinking of that, and someone else did it.
Exactly.
And it happens all the time. The only thing making the difference between you and them is they took the step forward. And you don't always have to have the complete package together ready to go. Because if you're waiting for that to happen, it's never going to happen. Sometimes you just got to pull the trigger, and if you miss the target, readjust your sights and shoot again.
I totally agree with that, Tony. It's more important to get going than it is to have the absolute perfect bulletproof plan in place, because plans always get adjusted.
Right.
So
exactly
get going. Act on your idea.
Okay, so one more time, I want to make sure everybody knows you can go to www.andhowtogetit.com. You can contact, there's a contact form there. You can go to and email danny@andhowtogetit.com. Just make sure to reach out and learn. If you go to the website, the first step is to go to the website. Once you do that, you're able to do a little bit of free research and understand the value that Daniel's bringing to you, and reach out to him and learn more. And maybe you're a fit to help him get to where he is trying to get by helping others. So, Daniel, thanks again for being on the show. I'm going to be talking to you off the air, and I'm going to shop you to some other shows because I know that this is important, and what you're doing is giving people an opportunity to gain access to being an expert. So I really appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you, Tony. I sure enjoyed it.
All right. We're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my second guest, another gentleman from the Houston area. And Daniel is from the Woodlands, and Jeff Morris is from the other side of Houston. So we're going to come back and start talking with him right after this commercial break. Please stay tuned. And you can call into the show, folks, 347-989-1363. And this segment was brought to you by toughtalkbusinessnetwork.com. Make sure to check it out. We'll be right back after this here short break.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years, when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you feeling burnt out or lost on where to go or what to do next when it comes to your business? If you feel like you own a job instead of a business, or if your business is running you instead of you running it, we can help. The Thrive Business Center was created to educate and support small business owners. With a strategic approach and a proven method, we'll help you identify what is working well in your business and what is not. Then, together, we can establish an action plan with an implementation process so that your business can get back to thriving. For more information, go to thrivebusinesscenter.com. thrivebusinesscenter.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesday. My name is Tony Gambone, the host of the show, and we're here every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we're coming to you out of the city of Houston. And we interview people from across the country to around the world, and we provide a platform for others to host their radio shows. And we have people hosting shows from all across the country. So if you're interested in being a guest, you can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com, click on the host tab, fill out a registration form on the show that you want to be on. Maybe you're not ready to host a show, be a guest on the show, and you would just like to be a follower of the show. Go there and learn more about each of the shows. We also provide a platform for you to host your own show. If this is something that you're interested in, we're always looking for authors and speakers who are trying to gain growth and visibility by using the internet platform to gain that access. We have over 54 million listeners every month to internet radio. So make sure that you take advantage of the opportunity in your area. We'd like to talk to you more about that. You can email us at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com, or you can call us here at the studio, 832-437-8898. Okay, so my next guest on the show is a gentleman by the name of Jeff Mars. And if you follow our network, you know that he's been on before, and we're real excited about having him back here. He's the president of Mars Motivations, and he knows what financial service professionals have to deal with on an ongoing basis. He takes the time to get to know them and learn about what makes them and their business unique and successful. I want to tell you about his website. I want you to go to marsmotivations.com because we're going to be working off this site. I want you to follow along, okay? But through his tireless positive energy and support for his clients, he provides a lot of motivation and training. So I want to welcome Jeffrey to the show. Jeff, welcome to the show today.
Thanks, Tony. It's great to be here.
Okay, so, Jeff, you know, you were on a show a couple weeks ago here, and one of the things I always like to find out was, have you done more than internet radio shows in the past, are you new at it? And if so, what are you gaining from it?
Yeah, you know, I've done a couple in the past. Obviously, being on this show for the second time in just a matter of weeks, I obviously really enjoyed not only my experience but the follow-up that I've received. I've been able to talk to a small handful of people who heard me on your show and followed up, asked me a few questions, and are really interested in kind of finding out how to take their lives and their businesses to the next level. So I've really enjoyed the experience. I think regardless of the platform that you use, every time you've got the opportunity to reach a different audience and help people make a difference and add value, that's what you've got to do. So I enjoy it. I was helped out when I was younger getting my business started. So for me to be able to give back, to be able to help people reduce some of their stress and grow both on a personal and a professional level, that's what I enjoy doing. So the radio show has been a great way for me to just reach people that I haven't otherwise been fortunate enough to meet.
Awesome. So, Jeff, let's find out. I know you're in the Houston area, but where are you from originally?
I'm originally from South Africa. I've been in Houston now for 35 years. So this is home for me. But, you know, one of the reasons why I started my business was just because I had to deal with a lot of changes coming from a different country and coming to a new environment and trying to figure out my direction in my life and where I wanted to be. And so when I started my business, I wrote a book about dealing with change and wanted it to be kind of the center stone and centerpiece of my business and how I can talk to people and help them make positive changes in their lives so that they can feel more optimistic and positive about their future.
So let's go back a little bit. And, you know, when you decided to go into business doing what you're doing today, where did it start? What were you doing before this? Have you always been an entrepreneur? What took you to getting to this part now where you develop strategies for embracing the changes in people's lives?
Well, before I started my business, I've had my business now for 10 years, and before I started my business and became an entrepreneur, I had a master's in psychology and a master's in business. And I always thought about combining those two and saying, you know, if I could take the psychology and the business and combine it into something where I can not only set my future up for success but help other people as well, that's what I wanted to do. And it took me a little bit of time to figure out how to do that and what to do. So for me, it was a matter of working on myself first and figuring out really where my true value was and where my passion was. And so before I started my own company, I was working in school systems. I was a school counselor. I was working in human resources from the business perspective, you know, really still making a difference and trying to help people, whether it was through training or just trying to help people figure out exactly how to better their careers. So I had some great opportunities, some great experiences and jobs that kind of led me to being an entrepreneur and creating my own business. And finally, I just got to the point where I said, you know, there's a lot more out there for me. I wanted to find out what I could really excel at. And once I figured out that I could speak to people, get in front of people, and really talk to them about who they were and really what they wanted to accomplish in life, I decided to, like I said, write the book and go out and just speak to people who were interested in finding out how to make positive changes, not only in their lives, but in their businesses as well. So it gave me an opportunity to share my story, talk about some of the challenges that I've been through, but at the same time hear from people who hopefully were interested in working with me, who wanted to partner with me and improve the quality of their relationships in their lives and things like that. So it was a natural transition for me to be able to go from understanding myself to trying to help other people feel good about themselves in the direction that they wanted to head into with their lives. And so once I was able to do that, I started to get a lot more people understanding a little bit more about who they were and what it would take for them to get from where they were to where they want to be. And it just really helped. It was great to be able to talk to people and find out and add value, make a difference for them and help them become who they wanted to be. So it was just a nice way to kind of understand who I was at the beginning and then be able to create a business out of the opportunity to help other people do the same thing.
So it's important, and I know this through experience of my own, but and I like the fact that's what you're talking about. It's important for people to start out with improving themselves so that when they move forward, they'll understand what their next move is, okay? Because we can't know what that is until we understand who we are and how we operate. And, you know, it's like having a business and not knowing who you serve. It's going to be kind of hard to serve anyone. So when you are talking about being motivated, okay, it's really important to understand who you are. So when you decided to write the book, how did that come about? Did they say, hey, man, you're just awesome, you should write a book? Or did you think about, hey, you know, I wonder if I write a book, what would happen? A lot of people get hung up on, you know, understanding the value. Well, I just had a gentleman on the show that he publishes books for other people, but he doesn't see the value of himself writing a book. And I don't know that that's exactly true. I think that he's too busy helping everybody else getting a book. But what made you decide that now is the time? Is it a marketing tool? Is it an opportunity for you to express your expertise so people know that they can trust you to learn how to make their next move, or was it a combination of things?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a combination. I mean, if the book does well enough, you can definitely use it as a marketing tool. For me, and I've heard you mention this many, many times before, everybody has their own story. Everybody's got experiences. People have not walked in your shoes. And so when we've got struggles in our lives, when we have challenges, when there are things that we've had to overcome, and at the same time we know that there are probably other people that are dealing with some of those same struggles, if we've got the opportunity to help other people, if we've got the opportunity to help them get to the other side, we can reduce their stress, we can give them some insight, some knowledge, and just help them feel better about who they are and knowing that whatever they're going through doesn't always last, and at the same time give them some encouragement, optimism, and belief in themselves, confidence to be able to work through whatever they're going through. I think that's what motivated me the most. I had a lot of challenges and struggles excuse me, growing up and going through my career. And so it was just an opportunity for me to be able to say, let me share some of these with people, see if it resonates with them, see if it's something that they can relate to. And if it is, if it's something that I can empower people or I can help them kind of see a different way to look at it and can help them in the long run, that's what I wanted to do. And then, yes, once you're able to create it, it's a great accomplishment. And if you can use it as a marketing tool, then you have the opportunity to tell people down the road, you know, yes, this is something that I've been able to do. This can help you, and you know, allow them to experience, you know, whether it's a book or an article or whatever it may be. So for me, it was the book, and I've had other people come to me and say, you know, when are you going to write your next one, and you know, why don't you write about this and things like that. So it's also nice from that standpoint where people, you know, enjoy hearing from you or reading about what you have to say, and then they encourage you or give you some recommendations as far as what they'd like to still see you talk about. So, you know, I think whether it's speaking or training or coaching, from my perspective, I think it's always more powerful to be able to talk to people face-to-face and really hear their stories. But at the same time, I think if you have the opportunity to write a book, and I truly believe everybody does, then you have the opportunity to reach a lot more people that maybe you don't have a chance to meet face-to-face. So for me, there was a combination of things that led me to writing the book. Number one, it was just a personal goal of mine. It was something that I just wanted to achieve and see where it would lead me to. But at the same time, I truly believe everybody's got the opportunity because they've all got skills, talents, and a knowledge base that not everybody has. So there are definitely things that I read from other people that I have very, very little knowledge on that I can read from them and gain a lot of insight. And I appreciate that. I appreciate it when people are willing to share that. So that's how I see that. And I truly encourage everybody to be able to do that. And that's one of the things that I talk about in my coaching. The first thing that I talk about is what I call personal awareness, and that is being able to look at yourself and figure out not only where your strengths and talents and skills and interests are, but how you can help other people into that for themselves. So by being a true role model for other people, you get a chance to help them figure out where that fire is that's lit inside them and then how they can bring that out to be the best that they can be. And so I work with personal awareness and then professional excellence. Then you have the opportunity through my coaching program to go through the opportunity to build your business because now you know more about yourself. And it's all leading to greatness. It's all allowing you to become the best that you can be in whatever it is that you do. So the book was the launching point for me to do that. It gave me an opportunity to speak in front of people and did become a marketing tool for me. But then I think overall, just the kind of person that you are, the willingness to want to add value to people and help them become great, I think that's what ultimately spurs you on, whether you are selling yourself, which ultimately you're doing, or whether you're selling a service or a product or whatever your specific business is.
So one of the things, Jeff, in today's market, it seems as though through the networking arena, small business owners and even the solopreneurs trying to grow into being a small business owner, they have to network, build relationship, and grow their business that way, because that just seems to be the new wave in this year that we're in and coming to. But for people that you work with, do you think, and it's just an opinion, that they should be speaking to the groups that they're talking to because there's more recognition if you're in front of the room than sitting in the room? What's your take on that?
Yeah, you know, I think in order for people to really want to share who they are and where their areas of expertise are, the more people that you can share that with, the better. Now, I understand that not everybody loves public speaking. I think, in fact, it's probably the number one fear in our country, I think, for a lot of people, is standing up in front of large audiences or even small groups. And I can totally understand that. I think, you know, there is unfortunately an opportunity there that could be missed if you've got some real value. But I understand that people can do it in different ways. I think if you've got the opportunity to go out there and speak in front of small groups and share your story and share your areas of expertise, then that's a gift to be able to do that. Because if we keep that to ourselves, if we don't share it with other people, it's one of the most unfortunate things that's out there. I think that there is a saying out there, and I believe it came from Joel Osteen, who is one of the pastors here in Houston, that said one of the biggest places in the world where you see the most untapped potential is in cemeteries, because there you have so many people that have passed away who never got an opportunity to share their story. So when you think about all the potential that is lying in cemeteries where people have had opportunities to share some of their battles, share some areas and parts of encouragement, give people inspiration and motivate them to excel, you know, a lot of people do it, but some people don't. So when you look at areas where people can actually have the opportunity to go out there and say, I know what you're going through, or let me try and help you create a strategy or a plan or help you better your life in some way, I think it's almost an obligation to be able to do that. It's a unique opportunity. It's a gift for people who do that on a high level. But I think if you've got the chance to help a fellow human being as well as a business professional, somebody who's struggling, whether it's personally or professionally, I think as people, as decent people, you know, to be able to go out there, it's not only beneficial to them, but it's rewarding to you as well. It gives you the opportunity to feel like you've got purpose and you've got the ability to go out there and make a difference for other people. So I think truly where people are in their businesses, you know, people are chasing money and people are chasing sometimes fame and notoriety and all those things. But I always tell my clients the other. I said, if you focus on what you truly love to do, if you really focus on your passion and making a difference for other people, you never have to worry about money. You never have to worry about having enough clients. You don't have to worry about any of those things because those things will happen. When people truly believe that, and they can see it, that you work with integrity and that you're sincere in what you do, you're going to have all the clients that you need and you're going to have the kind of lifestyle that you want because you weren't focused on that. You were focused on making a difference. And I think that's where being a good business person really lies, is in the opportunity to focus on that and be aware of that and then fine-tune your ability to go and make that happen for other people.
Well, I do agree with that. I never heard it explained like you did about the cemetery. I like that. That's a great analogy. And one of the things that I always tell business owners is that fear of being in front of the room isn't the problem that you got to worry about. Fear of knowing the message that you have to share with others, whether it's as a 30-second elevator pitch or if it's a cold call, or if it's someone asking in the middle of a store what it is that you do, you have to know your message, you have to be able to be clear on it, and you have to be motivated to tell it. So I think that alone is opportunity for people to learn more about what you do and find out how they can work with you. So tell everyone, because we're almost out of time, how they can find you, how they can connect with you, and how they can be a part of your process.
Okay, thanks. So there are a number of ways to reach me. As you had mentioned earlier, my website is www.morrismotivations.com. That's MORRISMOTIVATIONS.com. I'm also have a phone number that people can reach me at. That's 1-800-219-8350. That's 1-800-219-8350. I'm on Twitter as well and Facebook, and you can get those links directly from my website. On the front page of my website, there are some free training videos as well, so all you have to do is just enter your name and an email address, and those will be sent to you. There are actually four training videos that will be sent to you 2 to 3 days apart, so you can watch the first one as soon as you sign up, and a couple of days later you'll get the second one all the way through to the fourth one. And it'll actually go through my coaching program that I call Ultra Achievement, which walks you through exactly what we talked about today, the personal awareness, the professional excellence, and then lifestyle abundance, which allows you to live the life that you want to live. So I truly enjoy the opportunity to have people go through the program, find out a lot about who they are, create the kind of business that they want to excel based on who they are, and then at the same time have the kind of life where they get to enjoy the freedoms of what they've been able to create. So have the time to do the things in their lives that they want to do because they want to do it, not because they have to. So that's just what I do. I know that you had mentioned earlier, and you'll see this on my website, that the people that are usually my clients, most of my clients are in the financial services industry. They have been tremendous for me, and I've really been able to create programs designed for that specific niche market because they have been really geared towards what my message is. But I have other people as well outside of that industry that have come to me with questions, that have wanted to work with me as well. So although most of my work is tailored in that industry, if there's anybody who has any questions or anybody who would like to contact me, my email address is gmorris.com. That's gmorris@morrismotivations.com. So I'm happy to answer questions that way as well. So those are the ways through email, obviously my website where you can get all of this contact information, and then my phone number as well.
Well, Jeff, there's a lot of information, and I hope that people take a minute out and go to MorrisMotivations.com, okay, and it's what's an S, motivations.com, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, motivations.com. Connect with Jeff, and Jeff, I know that you travel anywhere in the country to speak, and I know that you speak to small groups and corporations as well, so I really appreciate you taking time out today to share what you do to help others and allow them to know where they're going and what their next move could be. So appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you here in the city of Houston and reconnecting and getting a cup of coffee again.
Great, Tony, and I really do appreciate the opportunity and for having me on to speak to more people. My message always to everybody when I end is to stay motivated, and I really think that is the key to anything that people do. So you have confidence in yourself and you stay motivated, you'll achieve all of your goals. And so that's my message, and I truly appreciate your time today.
It's our pleasure, Jeff. We're going to take a commercial break. We're right up against the clock, and when we come back, we're going to recap the show, and we're going to say goodbye until next week. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, host of the show, and we're here every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time. And today's show was, how to get it done and to know your next move. We had two great guests, as we always do. This week's guests were Daniel Schroeder and Jeff Morris, both from the city of Houston. You can connect with them by going to their websites and MorrisMotivations.com and howtogetit.com to reach Daniel Schroeder. Now, listen, folks. Every week, you know, there's that challenge, right? And there's that word. Enjoyment is the word of the week. The challenge of the week is to carve out, hey, let's go easy on you, because I know that you're fragile out there, or you've already been taking care of this if you weren't. Carve out 15 minutes every day and spend it with your family. And if you're really feeling special, do 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening. See what happens. Let us know. 347-989-1363. You can call the show at any time. Also, info@Tough Talk Radio Network. I would love to hear from you. We take compliments and criticism all the same to us, so we can better our process here at the Tough Talk Radio Network. Remember, if you're looking to share your message to gain visibility and grow your network, talk to us about hosting your own show at the Tough Talk Radio Network and join our team of hosts that are here weekly and sharing the message of others around the world. So that's our show for today. I hope you'll tune in next week and tune in tomorrow. The list of shows that we provide here at the network. Hope everyone has a blessed day.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.